Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on The Christian American, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today our topic is God and homosexuality. Our first podcast on this topic will deal with, does God condemn homosexuality? Many have interesting ideas and beliefs about God, the Bible, and homosexuality. What does the Bible really say about it? Does God really condemn homosexuality? Well, let's begin by looking at what the Bible has to say on this topic and what God has to say on this topic from the Old Testament. We begin by going to the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18, looking at verse 22. In Leviticus 18, looking at verse 22, the Bible says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." This idea is that it is unnatural, and it goes against everything that God stands for. In all reality, we can see from just this one simple verse that God does not condone. Instead, he does condemn homosexuality. Verse 22, Leviticus 18 again says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman." Now, lying here is in relationship to a sexual type of activity. And so he says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Also, notice Leviticus 20 and verse 13. The Bible says, "If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." We know and understand, if we are familiar with the Old Testament, that many of the Old Testament laws, their punishment was death. Under the New Testament, we find the punishment is that they are not allowed into the kingdom of God, and that we are not to have any type of fellowship with those who will not turn from their sinful ways. This does not mean that we cannot reach out to those who are in the homosexual lifestyle to try to teach them and to warn them about what the Bible says on this topic, but we cannot have fellowship with them as we would a brother and sister in Christ. Notice also Genesis 19, verses 4 and 5. Here the Bible says, "Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally.'" Now we understand this is the occasion of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the messengers of God, the angels of God, are sent to Sodom and Gomorrah. And we find here that they are taken into Lot's house, and Lot is trying to really to hide them from the wicked men of the city. And we see why in Genesis 19 and verse 5, because they want to know these men carnally. That is, they want to commit abominations with them. In Genesis 19 and verse 13, the Bible says, here these are the angels speaking, "For we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." That is the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, because they have turned against God by committing these abominations. And so we have seen what the Old Testament has to say about God and him condemning homosexuality in the Old Testament. But what about the New Testament? Some have said that, well, God doesn't condemn homosexuality in the New Testament. Well, we notice that nothing has changed as we travel from the Old Testament to the New and begin looking at Romans 1, verses 24 through 32. And here the Bible says, "Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves." We must not be confused by verse 24. The idea here is that God gave them over to something which they were adamant about doing, something that they were going to do no matter what took place. And so God, you might say, he stepped back and allowed them just to be involved in the sin which they were going to do regardless of what God did and regardless of the men who were sent to them to warn them. And so the Bible says he gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts. So we see the problem is not with God. The problem is in the hearts of these individuals. The Bible says, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchange the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26 says, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchange the natural use for what is against nature. That tells us there in verse 26, if it's against nature, then their lifestyle is unnatural. Verse 27 says, likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is, now notice, what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And so their lifestyle is shameful, and their lifestyle bears a penalty. The Bible says in verse 27, part of their penalty is receiving it in themselves, the penalty of their error which was due. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are fitting. Again, this doesn't mean that God stepped back and decided to wink at these things or to condone these things, but instead he stepped back and allowed them to do these things because they were going to do it no matter what. They were, you might say, adamant about living in this sinful lifestyle. Verse 29 says, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, or fornication, as the King James says, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, trustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, those who practice such things, those things we just mentioned, are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but there are, he says, but also approve of those who practice them. So not only are they involved in these things, but they approve of those who practice them. And today we know there are those who approve of these individuals in this sinful and shameful lifestyle and approve of their actions, even though they themselves may not be involved in that lifestyle. And so the question is, does God condemn homosexuality? Well, the Bible clearly tells us, yes, he does condemn homosexuality. Thank you for joining me here today on The Christian American, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we look at part 2, Does the World Condemn Homosexuality? Thank you for listening.